Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour on the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria, or a victory. Victory, victory is our cry. That's a lot of politicians are going to be saying as they look at the results of local elections. Speaking of elections, Jennifer, it seems to me that we ought to spend a moment or two on something trending from the world of politics. That is what the Democrats are requiring for the next debate. How many people will be in the debate? No, Marianne Williamson, didn't she file in New Hampshire for the ballot
right
there? Is she the first person to file?
No.
Is that, yeah, is she the first person to do that?
No.
She's not?
No.
Okay, but that is significant because?
It just means that her name will be on the ballot in New Hampshire. Candidates have to file for those elections, and so her name will be on the ballot. That doesn't mean necessarily that she's going to ever see a debate stage again, because what you have to do to meet the expectations of the DNC is probably well beyond the reach of what Marianne Williamson's campaign is going to be able to do. So she will be a choice on the ballot, but so I guess that's something worth saying.
I might vote in the primary vote for her if she's on the ballot. Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I never vote for winners anyway. Last time I voted for a winner was George Bush the father in 1988. That was it.
Wow. Something to strive for.
Yeah.
I'm keep up you. That record.
Right. All right. So that's the requirement for that. Now,
requirement for the debate, which is what you just asked, is the new polling requirements. This is why you're seeing a lot of people like Better or Work drop out, and I would imagine others will probably follow suit, because only
hopefully.
Maybe, but she's put all of her resources into Iowa, which would tell me she's going to try to at least maybe stick it out till then, perhaps. But it really eliminates everybody but the top five candidates. So you have to have 4% support in at least 4 DNC-approved national or early state polls. You can also qualify by hitting 6% in 2 approved early state polls. So if you can't get 4, you can get 2, as long as you've got 6% in some of the early voting states.
If you can't get 4, you can get 2 if you have 6.
Well, no. So you have to have 4% support in at least 4 DNC-approved national or early state polls. So either they want a national average or one of the early states. Or you can hit 6% in 2 polls. So in either a national or early state. Does that
make sense?
Also need donations from 200,000 unique donors, and they have to have a minimum of 800 donors in at least 20 states. So those are pretty big stipulations. Right now, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, and Kamala Harris have all managed to hit those thresholds so far, but no one else. And the cutoff date to make the December debate is December the 12th. The November debate, which is coming up, has 9 qualified participants so far. Beto O'Rourke was qualified, but he's gone now. Julian Castro and Tulsi Gabbard Beto had not qualified, which is why he dropped out. Julian Castro and Tulsi Gabbard still haven't been able to make it.
I thought it was interesting. Tulsi Gabbard explained to Maria Bartiromo there, whatever her name is.
Bartiromo.
Her too. That she voted yes on the impeachment inquiry because she wanted to move it out into the public discussion, out in the public sector. I'm not sure I understand.
Well, meaning it's not behind closed doors.
I
agree with that. I think most people feel that way. Just get it out, get it over with, get it out there, and then no one can say, oh, it wasn't done correctly or whatever.
Yeah. By the way, for those of you who haven't heard, the Nationals won the World Series. Everybody on to that now? White House had a celebration, and Kurt Suzuki wore a MAGA hat. Now, I don't know why that made news, but that's the way the news media, it's a big deal.
Because everybody's supposed to hate Trump, remember?
That's what it is. Yes, okay.
So, he and Ryan Zimmerman both made news because they were, like, nice to the president. He came out in a MAGA hat, And it was actually kind of funny. President Trump, like, made the mind-blown sign and hugged him. And then sort of like in Titanic, he, like, held him from behind, which was sort of
weird. What's the mind-blown sign? I don't
know. You know, when you, like, hit your head, you know, like, wow, mind-blown that this guy's actually wearing a MAGA hat.
No.
And,
like, your head exploded.
Yeah.
You know, you put your both hands up to your head and you kind of go, like that, like your head exploded. Really? You've never seen that you're an alien? You've never seen this? Or
no.
Okay.
Right. And then Ryan Zimmerman got up.
There's
so
even
Ryan,
an emoji for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
fine.
Woo. Anyway, he's the catcher. Ryan Zimmerman's the first baseman. Ryan Zimmerman is the one that handed him the jersey that said Trump 45 on the back. And he said, "Thank you, Mr. President, from all of us for keeping us safe and for making America the greatest country, blah, blah, blah." So, yeah. So, of course, those two names started trending on Twitter, and they took so much hate. People were like, "I was a Nats fan until these two spoke," and so stupid.
Get a life, for God's sakes, at the game. Oy, unbelievable.
You know, I didn't like much of what Obama's policies were, but if I got invited to the White House, I would go because it's the
White
House and it's the president, and I would be respectful.
Exactly.
And I don't know where this now, like this cancel culture, boycott, it's just, I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Down with everything! Yes, up with a fist and down with that. So, there's something more important going on that I think everybody needs to focus on. And that is this year's Chicken Wars. Chicken
well,
Man!
No,
chicken
it's
wars.
Violent now. This is, it's not
everywhere.
Even, it's gone beyond the chicken sandwich wars. There was an altercation at a Popeye's establishment. Yes. That actually resulted in the fatal stabbing of somebody, of a man, at a restaurant in Maryland. It occurred at the Popeye's location in Oxon Hill. There was a fight that ensued after someone cut other customers in line. Now, Prince George's County Police Department and restaurant brands have not come out publicly yet and commented on it, but sources say that someone was stabbed to death over a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Remember, this Popeye's chicken sandwich is the subject of much desire. It came out a couple of months ago, and people were going nuts about how wonderful it
really?
Was, and then they ran out. And so then that caused a huge rush on Popeye's, and only certain locations had this sandwich, and people were going crazy for it. Well, it finally returned to stores nationwide on Sunday, and it went out of stock again because I guess people were going nuts to try to get a handle on it. Now they say they are well stocked in chicken sandwiches, and people are going crazy trying to get it, including losing their life over a $3.99 chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich. Good God.
Well, this is called thinning the herd, actually, I think.
Yeah,
so
probably.
Maybe it's okay.
Yeah. Darwin, it's related to the Darwin Awards. There was a fight on the set of Madam Secretary last week. They're shooting in some place, it must be some sort of a big pavilion in New Jersey. I don't know where exactly it is, but they do a lot of their outdoor shoots in this place in New Jersey. So they needed a crowd for a White House ceremony, so they bring in all the extras, and when the caterer said it's lunchtime, everybody went to the They ran to the caterer's table, and somebody cut into line, and it caused a fist fight to the point where people were on top of the food table wrestling around with each other because they
Well, they had all these extras, and so, you know, most people got in line, and this one jerk got to the front, and the woman working, at, you know, the caterer said, "Hey, you need to get to the back of the line," and he was unhappy about that, so he pushed her, and her husband also worked for the catering company, and he wasn't having that, so he punched him in the face, and the guy launched himself over the table at him, and then they ended up on the table punching each other, and the actor had to go to the hospital.
Am I the only one having deja vu? We totally talked about this on Monday.
Yeah, no, I'm just rebelling your house because I'm thinking
actually.
About the chicken wars.
I wasn't there, so I'm just rehashing.
No, I'm just comparing it to the chicken story. Thank you very much. Bawk, 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 bawk. 15.
Hey, look, don't
hungry.
Mess with people's food, right.
That's right. All right, 15 past the hour. We're going to go to a bar for a good time right after this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day, no garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with SalonPas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like SalonPas Patch Large. SalonPas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green SalonPas box in the pain relief aisle. SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A leading cause of preventable death and disability, it's estimated that about 5% of the U.S. population has alcohol use disorder.
Which is really heavy alcohol consumption that's associated with adverse health consequences or adverse legal consequences or adverse social consequences.
For those seeking help, addiction specialist Dr. John Ebert says there are medications that take away the buzz.
And when you change the drug use experience from consume alcohol, feel high, to consume alcohol, feel nothing, it's easier for you to extinguish that behavior.
Dr. Ebert says mutual help groups such as AA are very effective and easily accessible. But whatever the treatment, it takes a desire and commitment.
Really, at the end of the day, the alcohol user has to want to change.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 17, 18 or so past the hour. A bartender in Missouri, sounds like a joke you tell in a bar. A bartender in Missouri was surprised when she learned that her bar had sold the Powerball jackpot ticket, $50,000. Then she checked a ticket that she had gotten from a patron as a tip and realized she was the winner of the $50,000. Taylor Russey, a regular customer at Bleacher's Bar in O'Fallon, Mississippi, often left lottery tickets for fellow regulars and as tips to the workers, et cetera, something he does for all of us, said Ms. Russey. He wishes to remain anonymous. So he left the ticket. Next day, the lottery numbers came out, and this woman won $50,000. That's cool.
Wow.
What's wrong with that? Good
nice.
Deal. Good
nice.
For her. Yep. We were talking about all the things you could buy for $100 million in a recent conversation. Well, I was talking about how many homes in Los Angeles and New York and Palm Beach are on the market for over $100 million. And then I thought, okay, what else can you get for $100 million? For those of you who are billionaires and you want some ideas.
Yes.
There's a 120.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, Jennifer. Yes, I am. 120 carat diamond peacock brooch. It's available now for $100 million. I'd like to have that.
$100 million?
$100 million.
Buy that. Think of how many shoes and coats and stuff that I could buy with that.
How about homes? People?
Yeah.
Cars?
You can buy a private jet for $100
million. I could do that.
$100 million. You can go to the moon, two people, $50 million each. Axiom Space offering that.
Or and just pay Richard Branson $250,000 and you
take
can
take a little ride, yeah. And then there's the new submarine, the Phoenix, that you can buy for $100 million. Largest private luxury submarine in the world. So there you have some ideas, folks. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
And if the house just keeps on winning, I got a wild card of my seat. And if love keeps giving me lemons, I just mix them in my drink. And if the whole wide world starts singing, and all the stars go dark, I keep a light on in my soul. Keep the bluebird in my heart.
It's Miranda Lambert, by the way. Opening her closet to her fans, huh? Giving the proceeds to her nonprofit Mutt Nation Foundation for shelter pets. Her wild card eBay charity auction happening now continues through the 17th of the month. There are 425 items. Anybody check them out?
I did.
All kinds of stuff.
Lots of skirts and tops and stuff that she's actually worn on stage.
Yeah. Footwear. Jewelry. She got that $100 million brooch there that
yeah,
you can bid on.
The peacock, right.
Right. If you're a winning bidder, you get a letter of authenticity along with your item. So, has she got, how long has she been around, Miranda Lambert?
Long time. She was started, actually, on that reality show Nashville Star. She was, I don't even think she won, but she was a runner-up. And
oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
At least, yeah, over 10 years, definitely.
She's the one that's
really
married to the policeman? She was
yes.
married before to Blake, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Now we got the right person?
She's
yeah.
got the hot cop. Yep.
Hot
and I have
cop.
To say, the last album where she was all, like, emo about her marriage to Blake, I didn't like it as much as I liked all of her early stuff. But this album I really love.
I'm so excited she has a new album because I can finally play new music that I like. It was a struggle with the last album.
Yeah.
I
think so, too.
I didn't like any of them.
You know what it is? Her voice lends itself to cute, flirty songs.
Yes,
and when she tries to get all emo sad and angsty, it just didn't work out as well, I don't think.
Emo means emotional?
Yeah.
Okay. Just trying to get the lingo. You know me, I want to be up with the hip lingo of the time. Emo. Hip
lingo. I'm not really sure that's hip lingo of 2019. Right. It's been around for a while.
Has it?
Like 15 years.
Ah. There you go. Take a little slice out of the old man's hide. Thank you, Victoria. 26 at the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I, and you Now with the music of Clint Black.
It's been here for years. It's everything in the memories I've known.
A little morbid here.
Jeez, I'm like falling asleep to this one.
It seemed the tea.
All right, new single and a video for this old house. Clint Black paying homage to the Grand Ole Opry, which he joined in 1991. Song called This Old House also spotlights Clint's fellow Opry members Trace Adkins, Dierks Bentley, Darius Rucker, Travis Tritt, Steve Warner, as well as country compatriots like Cody Jinks, and Sarah Evans, and Michael Ray. Well, yeah, sounds like a cat somebody stuck a knife into.
I love Sarah.
Oh, my God, this is awful.
No, it's not.
I think this is terrible. I'm with Doug. I think this is terrible. We're a divided house right now, but I think this is depressing.
It's taken from his forthcoming album.
It sounds better than Doug's singing that he was just doing.
Oh, well, for sure, but you know. Everything sounds better than that, so.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday week.
Yay.
You can't have a toast without a roast.
Sing again.
Are you done?
I don't know. It depends if you're going to sing again. Then I could start up again.
The LP includes 8 live recordings of classic Clint Black hits, including A Better Man, Killing Time, Like the Rain, as well as a pair of studio cuts, This Old House and No One Here for Me. The songs were considered for Black's 1989 debut album, Killing Time, but never recorded that time. Let's see. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of This Old House will benefit the Opry Trust Fund, which has helped support members of the country music community for more than 50 years. So there's that story from Clint Black here on the DJV program. This old
With the holidays approaching, it's time to get glowing with major must-haves you can only find at Ulta Beauty. Stay fab on the go with a Tarte Gift and Glam Collector Set with 4 interchangeable palettes, while everyone with nonstop dazzle from the shimmery shades of the Too Faced Christmas Star Makeup Collection. And the Kylie Cosmetics Holiday Lip Sets will make your party dreams come true with long-lasting color and a silky smooth finish. Hurry in for your new phase this season and get ready to give, gather, and glow. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, won't testify in the impeachment inquiry as requested. EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland is now saying he told a Ukrainian official that American military aid would probably be held up unless Ukraine announced a corruption probe. Senator Lindsey Graham.
I think this is a sham process. I think the substance is not worthy of an impeachment discussion. Read the phone call for yourself. I don't care what anybody else says about the phone call. The phone call I've made up my own mind is fine.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Unlike just about everything else that comes to the Senate, the Majority Leader doesn't have much ball control here. If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Four at the hour now here on the DJV program as we react to what's going on. I don't know whether, I guess we're the truth to be told, we are more creators here, I think, than reactors. Don't you think, ladies, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, we're creators and therefore leaders. Reactors, I think, are never leaders. Agree with that statement or not?
That's true, yeah.
Are a reactor, true. I don't think you are creating anything.
No.
So whether it's your job, your relationship, what's going on with your health, your well-being, don't react if you have... Yeah, that's why I think I'm so adamant about people knowing what's going on in their body. And that's a theme of a lot of the things you can hear on our health podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com, the podcast that features Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So you may want to take advantage of that as it's available without cost. And here's something else you can get without paying for it. The worst airline water in the world. Yes. There's a song about the Charles River and how dirty it was. Kind of like Lake Erie for a while. So, dirty water in airplanes, Victoria. What's the scoop?
Oh, it's not a good scoop. The 2019 airline water study has been conducted, and the results are out. They investigated 11 major airlines and 12 regional airlines, scoring all of their water from 0 to 5. 5 is the best quality, 0 obviously the worst. So the scores were based on 10 criteria, including the fleet size of the airline, the presence of bacteria or E. coli in the water, which is gross to even think about that, and the amount of times that the airlines violated the federal government's aircraft drinking water rule, ADWR. I didn't even know that was a thing, but that started in 2011, and it requires airlines to provide safe drinking water to all passengers and staff. So this is where it gets really dicey. The worst airlines, the dirtiest water, they say, is so dirty that you shouldn't even wash your hands with it. Right. They're actually saying, skip when you're in the bathroom on an airplane. Don't even bother washing your hands. Just use your own hand sanitizer because that's how ridiculous. Gross and dirty the water is. Ugh. Now, here's for the good news. The good news is the number one cleanest airline water belongs to Alaska Airlines. Now,
so
that's
they use
like
glacier water at Alaska.
I guess so, yeah. And so for the regional regional airlines, even though it is voted, I believe, one of the worst airlines out there, Allegiant does have the top spot for the safest water on a regional jet. And then Hawaiian Airlines finished in second place for safest water. The worst, and this is surprising, not surprising, the worst is Spirit. Okay, Spirit Airlines, we get it. Like, that's just,
garbage.
You know. Yeah.
The garbage airline.
But I am shocked to report that tied with Spirit for the dirtiest water is JetBlue.
Really?
I was very surprised by that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. JetBlue is becoming just like all the other airlines.
It's unfortunate.
They're forcing us to drink wine. Yeah. That's what they're forcing us to do.
Yeah. Drink wine. Well, don't drink water.
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, don't drink any water on any airline that isn't from a sealed bottle. So if it's bottled water, that's fine. Everyone says this, never drink coffee or tea because they use this dirty water that's in the sink in the bathroom. That's what they use to make the coffee and the tea. So always skip that. And, you know, little tip, every time you walk onto a plane, how often do we all see a flight attendant standing there holding a Starbucks cup? There's a reason for that. They don't even drink any of the liquids on board. So always take a cue from them. And then again, like I said, don't even bother washing your hands. They just say, bring your own hand sanitizer and you're a lot safer.
Yep. It's really very, but you know, one of the things, the other side of the inside of this, Victoria, is that they, on any given airport where their resources are all the same, they share fuel. They share many of them. If you look at the catering trucks that come up, depending on the size of the airport, the caterers they serve the same food to all of the airlines, and the water comes from the same source. So it probably doesn't make a whole lot of difference. The blanket rule here is it's garbage. Don't drink it. Don't touch it. Don't have it near your face. Just don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing, and it might be what you're saying with the, just depending on the airports, but the regional, the United Express, Delta Connection, and American Eagle flights, and Republic Airways, all of those were scored the lowest. So maybe there's something where all those regional jets are sharing the same dirty water, but especially if you're on a regional flight, don't go anywhere near the water.
Don't do it. United Airlines is bringing the Force up in the sky. Their newest partnership with Star Wars, in conjunction with the new film Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, United is adding an out-of-this-galaxy airplane to its fleet. They've painted a 737-800, supposed to be unveiled, I think, this week, with a it's the exterior paint design. The tail has a lightsaber on it. A safety video featuring film favorites like Yoda and Chewbacca. So when you get on there and watch that miserable, ridiculous thing, well, your attention, please, like you were a moron. I just turned it off.
At least it's more interesting if you bring in some Star Wars stuff.
Passengers will be welcomed on the plane with the soundtrack playing as they board the plane, given a bunch of things, an amenity kit that has earplugs and tissues, a toothbrush, products by Sunday Riley. I don't know who Sunday Riley is. Who's Sunday Riley?
Sunday Riley is a... It's unfortunate. Yeah, Sunday Riley is a very popular skincare brand that's sold mostly at Sephora, and they just got busted 2 weeks ago. We talked about it behind the scenes, but not on the air. But they got busted for writing all of their own reviews. So, and they came,
this stuff
they were
is
all
great.
Fake reviews. Yeah, this stuff changed my face.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It is.
It's kind of like the radio promotion to hear on the air, the person on a phone who's actually a salesperson in the office they'd recorded in the recording. So, yeah. Oh, this is a fabulous radio station. Yeah, I listen
I was
all
a real
time.
Dog, and now I'm like Charlize Theron. It's perfect.
Yeah, right. So the interior of the plane also has a plaque signifying the partnership. The headrests have also the emblem of the film's dueling factions, the Resistance and the First Order. So whether you're going on a trip, this is one plane that they have, and it's a 737NG Next Generation, which was the model before, and the one I've been talking about this week that has I think it was Air New Zealand, didn't I say it was? Yeah, it was Air New Zealand that had all of their 737 next gens grounded because they found cracks in the fuselage of eight of them. So there you go. That's I'm sorry to spoil the story for this plane. They probably ought to put it on more than just one plane. They're going to have the plane will be as most of the planes that they have. They're all over their route system, whether it's around the country in Canada, Central America, Caribbean. This plane will be all over the place. And this is going to be, the plane will be very visible until December 20th, the film's release. In the wake of the announcement, the airline's Mileage Plus members now have the opportunity to bid on Star Wars experiences, like the opportunity to attend the premiere of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, either in L.A. or London, or a travel package for four to visit Star Wars filming locations over in Jordan. Yeah, they shoot all that stuff over in, for the most part. Jordan is the friendliest country in the Middle East for filming things like that. And that's where most of the Star Wars movies have been filmed. The desert scenes, anyway, have been filmed over in Jordan. So there you go, boys and girls. Speaking of films, my pal Jonathan Tucker, who's involved in my escapade on the farm, a well-known actor, said to me yesterday, "Are you coming to the premiere?" And I said, "The premiere of what?" Of course, stepped right in. He said, "What do you mean?" Because we've been talking about he's filming in New York this past month, a Netflix series. I don't even know what it's about, but I know he's the bad guy. He always likes playing the bad guy. He's the bad guy in the new Charlie's Angels. So he wants to know we're going to see. So I said to the kids, "Why don't we go?" See, I'll go. I'll go to the movie. And then we'll have maybe a birthday dinner after that. That'll be kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So, but it comes out next week, as a matter of fact. Isn't it? Yeah, it's next week.
I think they just had the premiere in New York. It was either New York or L.A. They just had one of the premieres for Charlie's Angels.
That's the... So I'm going to visit the farm with you, and it's not going to be a great trip right after these words here on the DJV program.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of six were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Homebuyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Kalani Kerr, retail sales executive for consumer lending at Bank of America.
The latest Home Buyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is the path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, as you know, I produce every week, or maybe you don't know, I'm going to promote the American Family Farmer Show, which is a radio program and a podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And the basic core of the conversation is aimed at the farm, family, food, issues that we all need to be on top of, but most of us, frankly, are not, because we're so removed from the farm now. Very few people, less than 1% of our population, is responsible for growing the food. People say, oh, that's great. We got bigger farms and more efficient. But do you know what you're eating? You don't know what you're eating. You're eating crap. And so we more often than not focus on that program and hear in our discussions of what's going on the farm and food issues. Ways to find good. I was in the food store last night looking around for things that I could find. This is a Wegmans that would satisfy my palate and also be good and healthy. And I find even there the choices have. And that's a pretty good, it's not quite Whole Foods, but it's a well-run East Coast food chain. And I look around and I think, where is the stuff coming from? Where are the farms growing this stuff? The numbers are out. Farm bankruptcies up almost 25% from last year at this time. Do you realize what that does to the food supply? Never mind the farmers who are struggling with the effects of the trade war and the bad weather and the harvests that have been hindered. The planting season was slow because of the rain, and now there's rain all over the place that's making it hard to harvest a lot of this stuff. It just, as you look at the realities here, the big family farms pushing the little guy out. Sonny Perdue says, get big or get out. Come on. Do you know where your food comes from? That's the basic bottom line question. Do you know where your food comes from? Is it coming from a responsible farm and a responsible farmer? And a lot of people don't even know what that is because there's so many pesticides around now, they don't know what's what. But the situation with farmers and the importation of bad food and what it's doing to the farm is disgusting. So I raise that only because the American Farm Bureau Federation came out with the numbers. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GC
ccnhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at ccnhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is there a doctor in the house? The answer to that question is decidedly yes, there is. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here continuing his overview of what's going on from his perspective. He's an IRCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner. We were talking about you off the air, or we were talking about my focus on farming, as you know, and what's coming down the pike for new food. All preserved, full of garbage and junk.
Oh, my goodness.
And Victoria was talking about how you have said, maintained, that it either is going to cause you cancer of the stomach, cancer of the colon, all of this stuff. When it gets into your system, it doesn't get very far, right, before it plugs everything up.
Yeah, anytime you've altered it from the way Mother Nature has prepared it, regardless of what our scientists think they can improve on Mother Nature, you're going to change its effect inside the human body. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, our bodies have developed and grown up for thousands upon thousands of years, wherever we were, our ancestors were, Mediterranean, Northern Europe, Polynesian, African, Eskimo, whatever else, Oriental. And that's the kind of food that genetically we were determined to thrive on. And anytime we start altering that stuff in the name of purity or the name of shelf life, there is a price to pay. And there's nothing pure in nature. There's no pure water. There's no pure dirt. There's no pure bush. Everything is a mixture of the mineralization wherever you find it. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we are. And when we, take a step to alter that to some degree or another, like I said, there's a price to pay for it.
Yep, sure is. All right, there's a price to pay if you're not taking care of your teeth. as well. People who don't brush their teeth, adults, children, parents who let the children go to bed without brushing your teeth. Boy, you're stupid. You're really, really, you are so determining the fate of your child by not doing it. And most people are ignorant because we don't have health courses in school is another way of looking at all this stuff, Jack. The fact that we don't teach people about hygiene and how,
yes.
You see all of these Purell things. Oh, I want to make my hands clean. That's the worst thing you can do for your hygiene is to put that stuff on. It kills everything, including all the beneficial bacteria that help keep your immune system strong.
Well, that's true. So, unless you're in the most filthy of circumstances, which most of us do not find ourselves.
Right, yeah.
We go way overboard. Now, you're talking about the children here. Dentists have known this for over 100 years, that there is a direct relationship between the health of your teeth and the health of the body, because as the teeth, burst forth from the gums as we're little infants, and as we begin to age, the teeth are an exact representation of what's going on inside the body. So JAMA, just recently in their open network, published a study showing that there is a definite association between childhood oral infections and adult atherosclerosis later on. Mm-hmm. And this is, it's interesting that it's finally coming out in something like JAMA. But the researchers said that the role of oral infections, especially like periodontitis, as an independent risk factor, for plaquing inside the vessels, especially of the heart, was already established by previous studies. But this is a new one. It comes out. These things keep showing up from time to time. A direct relationship between oral health and the health of the heart. Why? Because when there are opening, when the plaque begins to build on teeth and you get an erosion of the enamel that covers the teeth, and you get into the dentin, and finally when you get cavities forming, there are microtubules in there that get to the bloodstream.
Yeah.
And for some reason, a particularly bad bug that often found in the mouth finds its way to the heart, and then that's when inflammation there begins.
Check this all out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can take the symptom survey, very healthy exploration of what's going on in your body. Doesn't cost you anything at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's something that won't cost you as much as it's worth. I suppose depending on your own values, if you have a pre-diabetic condition, or maybe you have type 2 diabetes, here's the way for you to lose weight, to protect your heart, to nourish the extremities of your body, to protect your vision, to grow new cells, to enjoy life again. If you have any of the conditions that lead up to, that come from blood sugar levels being out of whack, you need to be using Curalin. Curalin.net is the website where you order, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It's an all-natural, supportive area of your body. Blood sugar is something you got to deal with, and this is the most supportive way of dealing with it all naturally. Go to the website Curalin.net. Use the code DJB. Get $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Make sure your blood sugar levels are where they need to be.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.